better everywhere. As she told me, it can break your heart out and put you in misery. Since I met this little woman, I feel it's happened to me. And I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now. I believe, I believe, I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late to turn back now. I believe, I believe, I believe I'm falling in love. I found myself phoning her at least 10 times a day. You know, it's so unusual for me to carry on this way. I tell you, I can't sleep at night, I'm wanting to hold her tight. I tried so hard to convince myself that this feeling just can't be right. And I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now. I believe, I believe, I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late.
Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose, and it is too late to turn back now. You stumbled into the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. Let's go crate digging. This is program number 525, the Soul 45 Show.
Time is right for you. show you that I care.
Ahmad Jamal with a cover of Steely Dan's Black Cow. Before that, from the Athens of the North label, released back in 2017, Nubia with The Time Is Right. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, New Hampshire, and online at classicalwscs.org. I'm here every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. until midnight.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories.
Originally submitted in 1905, Mark Twain wrote his famous war prayer and sent it to Harper's Bazaar. The women's magazine rejected it for being too radical, and it wasn't published until after Mark Twain's death, when World War I made it even more timely. It appeared in Harper's Monthly in the month of November, 1916. The plot to the war prayer is simple. Our nation, as is so often the case, was gripped by one of its perennial war fevers. At Sunday services, the usual invocation to God and country are made, hoping for quick victories and painless deaths. Then a stranger appears, his long body clothed in a robe that reached to his feet, his head bare, his white hair descending in frothy cataracts. The stranger invokes a prayer that more closely hews to the reality of war. Quote, O Lord our God, help us to tear their soldiers to bloody shreds with our shells. Help us to cover their smiling fields with the pale forms of their patriot dead. Help us to drown the thunder of the guns with the shrieks of their wounded, writhing in pain. Help us to lay waste their humble homes with a hurricane of fire. Help us to wring the hearts of their unoffending widows with unavailing grief. For our sakes who adore thee, Lord, blast their hopes, blight their lives, protract their bitter pilgrimage, make heavy their steps, water their way with their tears, stain the white snow with the blood of their wounded feet. We ask it in the spirit of love, of him who is the source of love, and who is the ever-faithful refuge and friend of all that are sore beset and seek his aid with humble and contrite hearts. Amen. After a pause, the stranger said, Ye have prayed it. If ye still desire it, speak. The messenger of the Most High waits. It was believed afterward that the man was a lunatic, because there was no sense in what he said. Unquote. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.
It's DJ Frederick. You've stumbled into the Radio Thrift Shop, the Soul 45 show. Got a set now of brand new 45s, those 7-inch vinyl singles. We're going to start off with the Heavy Sounds and Honey Driver.
Thank you.
New set of some nice vinyl here at the Radio Thrift Shop. That was the White Blinds with Muddy Water. Before that, on Coal Mine Records, the Winston Brothers with the Winston theme. And we started that set off with the Heavy Sounds and Honey Driver. Well, this is DJ Frederick. It's program number 525 of the Radio Thrift Shop, archived at radioforall.net. Also, you can check my Facebook page out. Just hunt for Free Radio Skybird.
This is Bird Note. Last November, some college students from the School of the Art Institute of Chicago took a class trip to the city's Field Museum. They were there for a natural history illustration class, doing studies of the museum's collection of more than 1,000 bird specimens. Students had to paint 3 bird heads and 3 birds' feet. And junior Michelle Flitman was really excited about this.
I am painting a rufous hornbill. Right now I'm studying the feet. I'm especially interested in how thick the legs are as opposed to other birds which have these like skinny little legs. Right now I am doing the underpainting, so we're starting with blues and yellows to get the shadows and highlights. And when we go over it in a top color, we're gonna try and figure out all the different tones.
Michelle also knew what birds she was going to paint next.
There's great auks over here, plenty of passenger pigeons, and I'm definitely going to be painting some of those because it's an important note on the temporality of a species and how something such as a passenger pigeon can go from millions and people sort of taking advantage of them to now they're only here in the museum. I think studying these birds sort of gives me a sense of appreciation and value for what we have right now.
You can see a photo of Michelle and her painting of the Rufous Hornbill at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Mark Bramhill.
All right, digging back into the crates on the Soul 45 edition of Radio Thrift Shop, here's Eddie Kendricks and Date with the Rain.
Joining hands, oh people, oh change. So many things often make a change. Oh, yeah. People talk like they're scared to even choose. Some may say, man, I forgot the blues. Oh, yeah. It's the world really created for you and me. But someday I may not be able to see what, yeah, the world is so very hard to explain. But right now we'll just say remains the same. What, yeah, yeah,
remains the same.
Listen to me. Understanding things that most people talk about, you will find, oh yeah, that talks about you, oh yeah. Now you bear the feeling of being left out until you gossip is nothing but unwanted mouth to gout. It's the world really created for you and me. Someday eyes may not be able to see all, yeah. The world is so very hard to explain. But right now we'll just have to say
remains
the same. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Remains the same.
innocent children.
Remains the same.
Work out.
Directory from their one and only 45 released on the Zodiac label in 1975. That was World and Creation. Before that, we heard the unmistakable Timmy Thomas with People Are Changing from 1973, and we started that set off with Eddie Kendricks and Date with the Rain. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and you've got a date with a thrift shop here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. Or you can listen online at classicalwscs.org. I hope that you're here every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. when the thrift shop opens.
Some of the world's first and most famous organs have a serious problem. Their pipes are corroding. Chemistry to the rescue. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet. Chemist Catherine Ertel is an associate professor at Oberlin College. She's been working with colleagues in Sweden to find causes and solutions for corroded pipes.
One of the ways that the organ pipe corrosion problem was first noticed was at a church in Lübeck in northern Germany, in St. Jacobi there. So there's an organ that dates from the 17th century and has pipes that are even earlier than that, from the 15th century. And some of these pipes had gotten so badly corroded that holes actually were appearing in their bodies. And so that was really affecting the sound, in the most extreme cases, preventing sound from happening entirely. The first question was to think about how different chemical agents in the air might affect the pipe metal. And so what we could do in the lab is to do some simulations where we exposed samples of metal to atmospheres that are similar to those that they might experience in organs, and then to see how these metals behave in response to that. And so one of the things that came out of that work is the discovery that the acids that are causing organ pipe corrosion primarily are those that are released from the wood of the organ case itself. And that's a little bit surprising, because I think originally people might have suspected that industrial pollutants were to blame. So knowing that the corrosion comes from this very immediate environment, one of the things that can be done, of course, is to improve ventilation within the organ, to sort of install fans and blowers that can help to remove that acidic atmosphere. Another thing that's been done is using nanoparticles to coat the wood to try to prevent those acids from leaching out.
Our thanks to organist Wesley Hall. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
You're listening to Homemade Homegrown Radio. This is DJ Frederick with the Radio Thrift Shop. Mr. Ray Barretto with Soul Drummers. Before that, we heard The Chimes, The Beginning of My Life. This is the Radio Thrift Shop. It's the Soul 45 show. I'm DJ Frederick, coming to you live from MacArthur Park. Just kidding.
There will be another song for me, for I will sing it. There will be another dream for me, someone will bring it. I will drink the you catch me looking at the sun. But after all the loves of my life, after all the loves of my life, you'll still be the one. I will take my life into my hands, and I will use it. I will win the worship in their eyes, and I will lose it. I will But after all the loves of my life, after all the loves of my life, I'll be thinking of you and wondering why.
Ooh,
The Montclairs with Dreamin's Out of Season, and before that, Miss Carmen McRae with MacArthur Park. And that's going to do it for this edition of the Crate Diggin' Soul 45 show. I'm DJ Frederick here, proprietor of the Radio Thrift Shop. I'll be back next week, 10 p.m. at Classical WSCS, so please stay tuned for that. You can also, if you want to hear the show again, just check out radioforall.net. That's radio, the number four, all.net. Until next week, wherever you are and whenever you are listening, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.